Okay, welcome back everybody to Shabbos Daf Kuf Ches. We are talking about over here that one who reached his hands hoshit yado l'me'ei behema into the innards of the animal in Shabbos and was able to detach a womb that was attached to a fetus. Similarly, one who detached a mushroom from the handle of a pitcher. Let's say you take a growing object on Shabbos, you're chayev, even if the object is not attached to the ground. And examples of this are grass growing on the surface or a barrel or a mushroom growing on the handle of a pitcher. So you're chayev pitra me'une dechatzva mechayev mishum oker dover megidulo. You rip something out from its place of growth. I learned in the Mishnah that one who wounds an animal or a bird on Shabbos is chayev. Rav Huna said, one who kosvin tefillin al gabei or shel oftar. You could write tefillin on the skin of a kosher bird. We write, sifrei Torah, mezuzahs, and tefillin on the skin of a kosher bird, even if it wasn't shechted. Rav Yosef says, what's the chiddush over here? It's teaching us that if the bird that has skin, we already learned that, one who wounds an animal or a bird is chayev. And since there's chiyuv only if a wound forms beneath the skin, apparently the bird has skin. What's the halacha about ma'u lichto tefillin al gabei or shel dag tahor, on the writing tefillin on the skin of a kosher fish? So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that im yavo Eliyahu v'yomer, if Eliyahu comes and says, there's a well-known idea that when Eliyahu Navi comes, he's not going to aser or permit new laws. And that's based on the principle that a Navi ain rashai l'chadash davar, cannot create new things. But when the Gemara says we'll wait till Eliyahu comes, it means he's going to clarify something that already was. So we learned that fish bones and skin protect the objects covered with them from becoming tame under a tent with a dead body. And since fish bones and skin don't contract tumah, they're a hefsik to tumah. So therefore, apparently, fish have skin. So rather, im yavo Eliyahu v'yomer yeh paskezu mine, rather, if Eliyahu comes and says whether its bad smell has stopped from it or whether its smell has not stopped from it, he's going to tell us whether or not it's that point valid for us to use it for tefillin. We have Shmuel and Karna who were sitting on the bank of the Malka River, and they saw the water was rising, and it was achire, it was murky. Shmuel said to Karna, he said, ka'ati gavaraba ka'ati mamarava, a great man is coming from the west. Rav Haigon has a different version of this Gemara. In his version, Shmuel heard previously that a great man was coming from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and when he saw the waters rising and noticed they were murky, he realized from the passengers on the boat would drink this water. So as a doctor, he determined that the great man, his guest, would develop a sickness from drinking that water. So if his intestines are aching from the water, and the water is rising to greet him, go smell out his container. See if he's a Torah scholar is what it means. Right? Karna went and found Rav, who was the Chacham who came from Eretz Yisrael, and he asked him several questions to test him. So first he asked him, where do we learn that you go write tefillin only on the hide of a kosher animal? And so he asked a few questions. Where do we learn that a bris milah is performed ba'oso makom, in that place? Maybe the bris milah should be by the elbow. Today Rav understood that Karna came to test him. He said to him, what's your name? My shmach, Karna, he said. Said to him, Amar le yehe rava de tepuk le karna bene, may be a will of God that a horn will emerge from his eyes. Continue further to figure out how do we know that the bris milah is by that place, by Osa Malkum. Tanar ban and kosin tefillin agbar behem tahora, valgabay chaya tahora, algabay or nevelos a trefa shelhem. You could use all them. Venivrachos besa'aron, and we also know that nikrachos besa'aron, they also wrap the parchment with the hair of these animals. Meaning that the psukim of the Torah texts that are inserted into the tefillin are wrapped using the hair of kosher animals and are sewn with the sinews. So sew them with their sinews. The halacha l'Moshe Masinai that the parchment of the tefillin can be wrapped with the hair of these animals, but one cannot write on the hide of a non-kosher animal or on the hide of a non-kosher undomesticated animal. And you can't write on their skins when they're nevelus or trefus, and you can't wrap the parchment of any krochem sarveni tefars begidin. This question was asked, Zu Shela Sha'ol Baitusi. The Baitusis were a sect similar to the Tzedukim who rejected the authority and customs of the Chachamim. And according to the Gemara, this sect was named after its founder, Baitus. The exact differences between the sect and the Tzedukim are unknown because sometimes these terms are used interchangeably. Mishnah. The next Mishnah is Ein Osin Hilni B'Shabbos. You can't make brine on Shabbos, Helmi. It's from the Greek halame, a concentrated salt solution. But you can make mei melach, you can make salt water and dip your bread in it and place in it cooked food, tofu ben pito, benotel and tof tafshil. Rabbi Yossi said, wait a second, bahalo hi helme, but isn't it still brine? Whether it's a large quantity or whether it's small, what's the difference? So this is the type of salt water that's allowed. Salt water, where you place oil from the beginning into the water or into the salt, that is salt water that's prepared not in the usual way, and therefore it's going to be fine. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, no person, me'olam lo tava gaver biyama de Sodom, no person ever drowned in the Sea of Sodom, meaning the Dead Sea. Since there's so much salt, people float. So Rav Yosef said, I'm Rav Yosef, hafucha Sodom, Sodom is overturned, v'hafucha mila, and Rav Dimi's statement is backwards. Is he saying that a man who does not drown in the Dead Sea, but yet a board can sink? So Abaye said to him, no. Rather, what's telling you is that he doesn't need to mention a plank, because that doesn't sink anything. But even a person, anywhere, but even a man who usually drowns in other bodies of the waters of the world, do not drown in this Sea of Sodom. The Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina of this halacha? Why is this relevant to us? The Gemara says, halacha is relevant to a case where Ravin was walking after Rav Yirmiyah on the shore of the Sea of Sodom. And Ravin said to Rav Yirmiyah, what's the psak? Is it mutter to wash oneself with this water on Shabbos? Or maybe it's usher because it has healing properties. So Rav Yirmiyah said, shapir dami, you could do it. What if one washes himself in Shabbos in water from the Dead Sea? What's the halacha? Can he close and open his eyes in the water so that the water gets inside? Rav Yirmiyah said, no, this case I don't know about. But with regard to a similar case, placing wine in your eye on Shabbos, that I did hear. Omer, he would also say, yad la'ayin tikotzeitz. He would say that a hand that touches the eye should be cut off because it's injuring the eye, right? It's injuring the eye. You can't touch your eyes, ears, or nose before washing your hand in the morning. That's how Rashi understands the sugi here. A hand that touches the nose should be cut off, tikotzeitz. A hand that touches the mouth also, same idea. You got to wash your hands in the morning, get tum all over the place. Now, similarly, the Gemara doesn't mention it here, but the question is asked about touching one's scrotum. In the morning. Mara talks about any cavities one should not be touching before they wash their hands in the morning. The Gemara said that tefillin cannot be written on the hide of a tummy animal because the flesh of an animal that is not mutar beficha, permitted to be eaten. The Sefer Amanig asks that this pasuk was spoken by Hashem to the Jewish people before the Torah was given at Har Sinai. So how then could the pasuk teach that tefillin cannot be written on the hide of a tame animal, which can't be eaten, when at the same time that this pasuk said it was mutter to eat tame animals? So one answer is that it's true that the Torah does not mean the Jewish people were given the mitzvah of tefillin the time they left Egypt, before they received the Torah. Only when they received the Torah did they receive the mitzvah of tefillin, at which time they were told which animals were usser. It's also possible the mitzvah of tefillin became obligatory only from the time that the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Amanik proves this from the fact that tefillin contained four chapters from the Torah, and two of those were not spoken to the Jewish people in Egypt, but only at Har Sinai. It must be the mitzvah of tefillin was not given until the Torah was given in Har Sinai, or until the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, and by that time the tamei animals were already usser. Other Rishonim hold the mitzvah of tefillin applied even from the time the Jews went out of Egypt. See the Chedushei Rashba to Menachos. So then what's the answer to the Sefer Amanik's question? It must be that there was a tradition the Jewish people had received from their forebears that certain animals were destined to be usser when the Torah was given. Okay, the Gemara discussed the Isser against dipping food in salt water on Shabbos. Why is such an act usser? So Rashi says that when one salts food, you're misaken, you're fixing the food. And Rashi compares that salting food to completing a kli, which is makah b'patish. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says that it's usser because of bishul, since salting cooks the food in some regard. Tosfos implied that salting food is usser because of moleach u'ma'abed, you're processing hides. Even though the malacha of ma'abed doesn't apply to food items, that's only midaraisa. Midaraisa, it's going to be usher to process foods.